The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Chris Pimlott to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Friday. Three contests to look at Wetherby. I'm also just going to have a quick look ahead to Saturday's action because, of course, the flat is back. Doncaster hosting the William Hill Lincoln. And the draw's been made this morning, so we'll have a quick look at that. Exciting to have the flat back, isn't it, Mr. Pimlott?
Well, it certainly is, yeah. I mean, we've had a fabulous winter of jumping, and now it's the turn of the flat boys to take centre stage. Great days racing at Doncaster, both on Saturday and Sunday. Very, very big entries indeed. And, it's not only about the Lincoln, it's about William Hill.
It is, indeed. One race I love, I really, really look forward to, is the Brocklesby. Just because, not so much from a betting point of view, because there's not much you can do, but the declarations are in for Saturday's action. There's 19 of them go to post for the Brocklesby. And, well, one that your eyes are drawn to almost immediately is Paddy Again, Bill Turner's sole representative, a race that he really does target. He's won it two times in the last 3 years. And it is a race where it pays to follow almost trainers more than anything else, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. I mean, if 19 have stood the ground from 25 entries, it proves that plenty have got them ready. Mm. And again, if just looking through, I mean, God blimey, there's some good trainers represented there. You know, Mick Easterby's got a couple in there. Mm. Tony Coyle's got quite plenty of two-year-olds for this season. You've got Richard Fahey with some in there as well. So, you know, it's going to be a competitive race to get the season off to a start. But like you say, Bill Turner has a great record in this opening Brocklesby. Mm. And it's interesting, this year we've got 19 going to post. Last year there was only 12. So
yeah, true.
Strong entry for this season's race.
No Fahey representative, actually.
Heaven's Secret doesn't take his chance
now. No, but Richard Hannon has one in Flyball, which is likely to be pretty popular given his record with two-year-olds. Jimmy Fortune takes the ride in that.
And what about, does Designate run for Rafe Beckett and Ocean Murphy?
No, doesn't.
Another one that's gone by the wayside.
You know, you're looking and, I mean, the early prices, just tissue, suggest that the Hannon and the Turner horse are the two that are likely to be reasonably popular. But obviously very, very open. And, of course, the Lincoln coming up at 3.50 on Saturday. I'll just run you through the prices. 8-1, co-favourites of 4 at the minute. Captain Cat, Gabriel's Cacker, Off Art and Tullius. Whispering Warrior then 12s, 14s for Bronze Angel, Consign and last year's winner Levitate, 16s for Jack's Revenge and One Word More, 20s or bigger the rest. In terms of the draw and how that has affected those at the head of affairs, let's have a look. We've got Tullius drawn in 22 of 22. Captain Cat drawn in 15. Off Art is drawn 14 off bottom weight there for Tim Easterby. And Gabriel's Cacker is drawn in 16. So all pretty high.
Yes.
In recent years, the draw has been in 3, 12, 16, 1 and 9 in recent years. Which suggests it's reasonably open. I don't think you should be tearing your betting slip up if you're not drawn high this year. But it would appear to be where the fancied runners are, wouldn't it, Pimmers?
Certainly, the way that the market's suggesting there and the draw that those top four or five have got does seem to think that, you know, there's not going to be a real bias. It's at this moment in time, it's good to firm in place at Donny. I think we're due a bit of rain today, but then after that, I think the conditions are going to get a bit warmer, a bit milder. So you'd imagine it's going to stay round about good to firm in places. And if that's the case, then really and truly, there shouldn't be too many excuses. You'd imagine it wouldn't be soft enough for Levitate. He really needs some cut in the ground. He's obviously much higher in the weights as well than what he was last year. For me, he's got a difficult task, Levitate. Mm. Although he's, you know, obviously a course and distance winner
and of course,
last year.
Joe Doyle does take £7 off, which can only help.
Can only help, yeah. And again, he's good value for his £7. Mm. Seen him ride plenty of work on the Moulton Gallops. Very, very capable young pilot. And that's, with his £7 intact, he's certainly going to be a good asset to the Quin Yard this season. Because he had a good start when he came over from Ireland. He was really nearly riding too many winners, so they had to put a block on him to say, right, let's settle down, young fella. Mm. Let's preserve that valuable £7 claim till it really matters when the turf season kicks in. And again, I think we're going to see plenty of this young fella. So long as he's got his £7 claim.
Mm. And of course, in the 3:15, the race before the Lincoln, the William Hill Spring Mile. Interesting that this morning, I've just retweeted something off the William Hill Racing account from Craig Forsyth, tweeting some trends from the William Hill Spring Mile. They're certainly interesting to have a look at if you've got time, pointing you towards where you want to be drawn in that race. I think it's nothing's ever won that's been drawn in the middle, if you like. You want to be on either side, but that's certainly something that you may be interested to look at if you've got a minute. That's the flat, but we're going to look at three contests over jumps now, coming up on Friday from Wetherby. And we'll start with the 3:20 with a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. 15 runners down to go to post for this one. It's a shame that we couldn't get 16. First thing catches my eye in this race, Pimmers, is the amount of jockeys that are claiming in this race. I mean, I looked at it and at first I just assumed it was a conditionals race. It isn't, but interesting to see so many trainers choosing to take a bit of weight off their horses.
Yeah, but I think again, you know, it's not a highly rated handicap, that is for sure, and any weight that you can get off your horse's back is more than likely going to be a bit of a blessing. But it's very, very competitive. You should imagine the more likely bet 4 or 5 to 1 the field. Two that's took my eye was the Malcolm Jefferson runner, Luard Atapone. Is that how you're going to pronounce
that? Luard Atapone.
Yeah, well,
I'm guessing we'll go with that for the grey mare.
Oh, we'll just go for number 8. I mean, she was a very, very easy winner at Sedgefield last time out. Now, it wasn't a great race by any means, but she could only win the way she did. Mm-hmm. So short of come on for that race, I think she looks good value for money in this handicap hurdle. And talking about claimers, I thought it's interesting that Warren Greatorex has taken £10 off his High Kite in the services of Mr. Featherstone. So that's a very, very valuable claim. And I think, again, that brings High Kite into the equation and give that a big each-way chance as well. So two against the field in a competitive handicap hurdle over 2 miles 6 is number 8 and number 9.
Interesting to see as well Nicky Henderson sends one up here, number 10. Actually,
yeah, willpower.
He doesn't send many to Wetherby, and certainly not for a meeting such as this one, really, does he?
No, but I think again, the ones that we've seen here is his lesser lights of his string, and the more than likely just trying to find some opportunities for them, and more than likely just trying to find a little bit better ground as well. So he is represented by a few runners at Wetherby tomorrow, but certainly the ones I've looked at, I wouldn't be saying that they're going to be landing the spoils.
Okay, Peter Carberry takes the ride on willpower there for Nicky Henderson, but it's numbers 8 and 9 against the field for Pimmers. Next up, the 3:55. It is a handicap chase over an extended 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Class 4 event with 8 runners down to go to post. Could be a nice each-way feel to this if all 8 stay in. Foundation Man likely to be popular at the head of affairs, but carrying top weight and is a horse that I know that having spoken to AP McCoy a bit, he wasn't mad keen on the horse's chances, even when the horse broke his maiden at Kempton. Was put in his place last time out at Sandown, albeit that was in a much better race than this one. What do you make of his chances, visored first time off top weight here?
I think he's got a big, big chance, to be honest. He's got some good level of form in the book. He wasn't disgraced when he ran so well at Sandown last time out, as you say, in a better race than this. He's got the visor on for the first time tomorrow. I certainly think he's definitely in the equation tomorrow, and hopefully the visor will have the desired effect.
OK, in terms of dangers, we've got Indigo Rock, who's very, very consistent for the Jefferson team. Workboy, who won here just 10 days ago. That was over 2.5 miles. Getting up close home under a canny ride, actually, from Samantha Drake.
I think,
and that one obviously carrying the penalty, but arrives here in good form.
Yeah, I think, though, to be fair, the penalty's more than likely going to take its toll with him. You know, he's done remarkably well, to say at the age of 13, he's got his head in front. But I just feel that that £7 might just be a little bit of a burden too much.
Okay, we've got Rock de Gay down at the bottom there. Very, very consistent horse, been given a little bit of a break, freshened up, and if maintaining the same level of form, would again have to go pretty close.
Yeah, certainly. He's very tough, very consistent, Rock de Gay. Has the services of Liam Treadwell, and again, will have made the long journey to Wetherby. So you'd put him in the equation, but for me, I'm hoping that the visor has the desired effect on Foundation Man.
Okay, Foundation Man, the pick there in the 3.55. And the final race that we'll look at is the 4.30, a handicap hurdle over an extended 2 mile trip. 9 runners got to post for this one. A lot of horses that run consistently well here, but very few of them tend to get their nose in front. But where's your eye drawn to in this one?
Yeah, well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. They're all very consistent without actually being willing enough possibly to try and get their heads in front. But, again, a competitive race to be had. You can make a case for plenty of them. I just thought Looking On was interesting from the Steve Gollings yard. That ran really well last time out when finished third behind Bygones of Brid at Sedgefield. I thought that was quite a competitive run, to be perfectly honest. Pippa Green, yeah. I mean, he's OK, but I can't imagine that one taking a hand in the finish tomorrow afternoon. And I thought what Broderick's been highly tried of late, possibly getting ready for a little bit of a break.
Mm. OK, so in terms of a selection?
Yeah, in terms of selection, I'm going to go for Looking On for Steve Gollings and the very much informed Tom Scudamore.
OK, great stuff, Pimmers. Thank you very much for your time, and enjoy all of the action on Friday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.